Early this week, Arizona Senator John McCain wrapped up a day campaigning for GOP candidates at the American Legion Hall in Nashua, Senate hopeful Scott Brown by his side. A Navy man, McCain knew how to warm up his audience of veterans.
Thank you, all of you veterans except for the Marines.
McCain is far from the only big name to visit Nashua lately. Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio have been by. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has visited twice this year. And on Sunday, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will headline a Democratic Get Out the Vote rally. Just yesterday, the candidates for the state's 2nd Congressional District, Republican Mary Linda Garcia and Democrat Ann Custer, both stumped in the city. Garcia campaigned at private events, but over at the local airport, State Senator Betty Lasky welcomed Custer to the city.
You're at least 25th visit
yes,
here.
I know. Least.
You know, we did drum into your head. You have to be in Nashua, and
absolutely,
you've taken us seriously, and we're thrilled at that.
As one local politician puts it, even if you can't be in Nashua, you gotta be in Nashua. The city is rich with swing voters. In 2010, Nashua's delegation to the State House, previously heavy with Democrats, flipped to the Republican side. In 2012, Democrats took the delegation back. And as Nashua sees it, politicians should wake up to some other key facts about the city. The home of big manufacturers like BAE Systems is the single largest contributor to the state's domestic product, and the city gives the most business taxes to the state.
Nashua is number one.
Chris Williams is president of the Nashua Chamber of Commerce.
Candidates have come in and paid particular attention to Nashua and its issues that are of importance to us that may not necessarily rank as highly as important issues in other parts of the state.
Issues such as federal funding to develop a commuter rail system between the city and Massachusetts, which the Nashua business community strongly backs. It was a bone of contention in races for state office 2 years ago, and this year it's a factor in the 2nd District Congressional race. In the Senate race, which pits incumbent Democrat Gene Shaheen against Scott Brown, parochial issues are less obvious, but that doesn't mean Nashua's vote is any less essential. Cy Mahfouz is a downtown rug importer who's active in Republican circles.
If you spoke to Scott Brown's organization, they would tell you that we think that Scott Brown wins or loses by Nashua.
And he adds, in Nashua, the candidates aren't chasing Republicans or Democrats.
They really believe that 99% of the R's and the D's are going to vote the way they've always voted with their party. It's the independents that can be swayed, and they're really speaking to them the whole time.
Not that each side won't try to rally their base. They will. And if they want to get votes from unenrolled voters, well, it could be a tough sell, at least with Nashua barber Denny Park.
I don't like Democrats, I don't like Republicans, so I just vote independent. Give the underdog a chance. Pick a good name, whatever it is, and that's what I always vote.
Park says there is a lot of political talk in the barbershop these days. Judging from what he's heard there about this election, it could go either way. For NHPR News, I'm Fred Bever.